Glory.
Amen.
Someone say thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Paul, one time, I think it was Elisha who said one time, give me a minstrel. Because he wanted to prophesy. And the minstrel played and he felt so good and he began to prophesy.
And
think the minstrel did a very good work today.
I'm sure
every heart is ready to go.
So let's read
the Bible, chapter 4 of Ephesians, from verse 11.
Ephesians 4, verse 11. Amen.
We stand in honor to the word.
Tinomira tichiremekedza shoko.
The same way they stand in honor to the national anthem.
Zvimwecheto zvavanomira vachiimba rumbo rwenyika.
That's why we also stand.
Ndokusaka nesu tichimira.
And the outreach ministry is doing a good job.
Uye we outreach vari kuita basa rakanaka kwazvo.
Bringing the last one into the kingdom.
And
I urge you all the new ones just to keep holding on. It's not in vain. God is in control. The word is your victory. Can I repeat that again? The word is your victory. There's nothing that can help you to overcome than the word of God. Nothing at all. God gave Adam that word in the garden.
Adam says
that word is enough to deal with him in every facet of his life. You may not understand it now, but keep opening up your mouth and your heart. Keep eating that word. You will see what it will do to you. Amen.
Amen.
It will do wonders to your life. That's how the kingdom, it's the mystery of the kingdom.
Amen.
It conquers the enemy. Slowly but surely. No adventure, no dramatic, anything happened. But it's just doing its work. Silently. So he says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen.
Zvino vakapa vamwe kuti vave vaapostora, vamwe vaprofita, vamwe vavhangeri, vamwe vafudzi, navamwe vadzidzisi, kuti vatsvene vakwaniswe basa ravo rokushumira norokuvaka muviri waKristu.
We may take our seats.
Tigare zvedu pasi.
You may also give us chapter 2 of Timothy, verse 3 Timothy, verse 16. I want to show you something there. Chapter 2, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. There is no place for a superman in the body of Christ.
Apana nzvimbo yemumwe munhu akatesa mumutumbi waKristu.
Not at all.
Apana kana mukana iwoyo.
The superman is the Holy Ghost.
Akatesa bedzi mweya mutsvene.
The superman is the word of God.
Akatesha ishokoranga.
There's no room for any superman.
Apana kana nzvimbo yemumwe munhu anga zviti
ndini ndakatesha. All the scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Rugwaro rose rwakafuridzirwa naMwari runobatsira pakudzidzisa nokurayira nekururamisa nokuranga. Ruri mukururama.
Amen. Go down. Chinzwa now. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Kuti munhu waMwari akwane agadzirirwa kwazvo mabasa ose akanaka. kuona here magumo emagwaro ose.
He says that so the word of God is powerful for instruction.
Shoko rine simba kuti ripekurayira.
That number one is given by inspiration of God for and profitable for doctrine, number one.
Rakapewa nokufemera kwaMwari kuti ribatsire pakudzidzisa kutanga.
For reproof, number two.
Nokurayira chechipiri.
For correction, number three.
Kururamisa rwetatu.
And for instruction, number four.
Nokurayira ndo chechina.
Those four.
Izvozvo zvinhu zviri zvina.
Amen.
Amen.
Number one, for doctrine.
Chokutanga kuitira dzidziso.
Which is your covering.
Nowana kufukidza iwe.
Number two, for reproof.
Chechipiri kuitira kurayira.
Number three, for correction.
Chechina chechitatu.
Number four, for instruction.
Amen. Chechina kupiwa mashoko kurayira.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the purpose of the word.
Don't zore shoko.
That's the purpose of the word of God.
Don't zore shoko rangwa.
It says all these four things.
Anzu zvino zvose zvirizvina.
They have one end.
Zvine magumo mamwe chete.
Amen. They have one major end.
Zvine magumo mamwe chete.
That you can be perfect.
Kuitira kuti iwe unge uchikwaniswa,
which is equipped by apakanzi perfect.
Kunova kupiwa zvekushandisa iwe,
which is Dikafuti, think we will get something more. I need to see. All right, go up again. Go up again. Okay. Maybe if you have can maybe fitted this word fitted.
Amen.
This is the same thing. Equipped.
Amen.
Yeah.
Kupiwa zvokushandisa.
If you can check from the New King James Version, it will show you equipped.
Amen.
Go back, it's okay. If you go back, equipped thoroughly, furnished. Unto all, for you to be able to do all your good works.
Kuti ukwanise kuita mabasa ako ose akanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mwari ngavarumbidzwe.
That you may be able to do all your good works.
Kuti ukwanise kuita mabasa ose akanaka.
So there is correction in the way.
Saka pane kugadziriswa mushoko.
You who doesn't want to be corrected.
Imi musingade kugadziriswa.
You don't have no place in the word.
Hauna kana nzvimbo mushoko.
You must accept correction.
Unofanira kugamuchira kugadziriswa.
So it tell when you say that it is telling that there is times when you are in the wrong.
Saka zvikukudza ipapa kuti pane dzimwe nhambo paunogonanga uri kudivira katsveyama.
And you must be corrected.
Uye unofanira kururamiswa.
Amen.
Amen.
And it says reproof.
Amen.
There is also some reproof there.
Pouyaone kururamiswa kana uchinge wakanganisa.
I think Shona is so limited. Mocho tibatsire papo kuisa manzwi enyu because mukatedza zvakanyona varume kuti harawo havachazvigoni zvazve messages. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Zvasiyana kariti.
Amen.
Glory. Yes. It straightens us.
Amen. Not it
straightens.
Not it siura, nekuti samgwara.
Kukuswatudza.
Amen.
Nukwaka benda. Satukwara mwarodi roku squatudza.
Amen.
Amen. Masira shokwara mwariro.
Yes.
Kuti ukwanise kugore munhu abuda zvakanaka.
Amen.
It is kutsiura, yes. It is God's way of making us well prepared at every point, fully equipped to do good to everyone.
Amen.
That's why I like some of the other translations.
Those are going to fire that zimwe dudziro idzi.
Amen.
Amen.
So we want to thank God for His word.
Toda utenda mwari ne shoko rake.
So we saw there that God gave apostles. And he says he gave also prophets. We will move on to all the other offices. But today we want to speak on those on the prophet. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So said, what is a prophet? Why did God choose to give us a prophet? But now the prophetic office didn't start in the New Testament. It was there in the Old Testament. The apostle was not there in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Amen. With no apostles in the Old Testament. Amen. An apostle came in the New Testament. But in the Old Testament, the prophet was there. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Then if the prophet was there in the Old Testament,
zvino kana muprofita aivako kutestamende yekare.
Amen. It's become very much easier for us.
Zvanyore kwatirisu.
Because we have a lot to learn from how they were working in the Old Testament to how they are working in the New Testament.
Nekuti tine zvizhinji zvekudzidza kuti vaishanda sei mutestamende yekare uye itsva yacho.
They were called seers in the Old Testament.
Vainzi vaoni mutestamende yekare.
Amen. They were called seers in the Old Testament. And but now in this New Testament, they are still seers though, but they prefer the word prophet.
Testament itsvaino vachiri kungoonawo zvakare ikoko asi pane izvire kuti muprofita rakasarudzwa.
Amen. They were seers because they could see in the realm of the spirit. They would see and know things supernaturally. Amen. And some of them, they were women also in the Old Testament. And they were called prophetesses in the Old Testament too.
Vainz wa profita kadzi mutestamende iyoyo.
Which they also were in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
Vachiwanika mutestamende yekare uye testamende itsva.
Glory be to God.
Mwari wapiwe rumbi.
You know they were there in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Female prophets in the Old Testament.
Wa profita kadzi mutestamende yekare.
The likes of Miriam.
Amen. Vakaita sana
Miriam. The Bible calls her a prophetess.
Amen. Bible rino muti mprofita kadzi.
The likes of Deborah.
Anana Deborah.
Bible calls Deborah a prophetess.
Bible
a
not judge. Deborah prophetess.
There was also a Howdah.
Amen.
She was also a prophet. And one of them was also the wife of Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Amen. Isaiah's wife was also a prophetess.
Mudzimaiwa Isaiah angari womprofitakadzi.
And the Bible gives us the woman who was called Anna. She on the bridge.
Bible ndokuvaratipawo mudzimai anonzi Anna.
She was also a prophetess.
Angari womprofitakadzi.
But touching the prophets in the Old Testament.
Asi tichibata vaprofita weTestament yekare.
There are plenty of them.
Vazhinji kwazvo.
There are plenty.
Vazhinji.
Abraham was a prophet.
Abraham angari muprofita.
God said, Abraham, my prophet would pray for you.
Mwari wakati Abraham profita wangu achakunamatira.
Amen.
Amen.
Then Moses was a prophet. Raise up a prophet unto you in the like of Moses.
Moses angari muprofita wozvikanzi ndichakusimudzirai muprofita akafanana naye.
Some were writing prophets as we see in the Bible.
Vamwe vanga vari vaprofita vainyora sokuona kwatakaita muBhaibheri.
Isaiah and the writing prophets.
Ana Isaiah.
Nathan was also there. God was also
Nathan
there.
God.
These are the OT kind of prophets. Amen.
Amen.
Ezekiel, Daniel, Jonah, Amos.
There were plenty.
Now, why did God get all those plenty of prophets in the Old Testament?
Say, Mari akavanewa profita vazhinji kudarum testamende yekare.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the Old Testament, the New Testament, they are operating differently.
Nekuti testamende yekare ne testamende itsva zviri kushanda munhano dzakasiyana.
The Old Testament.
Testamende yekare.
The people there were not born again.
Vanhu kare ko vanga vasina kubarwa patsva.
Are we together?
Tiri pamwe chete.
They were not born again.
Vanhu ikoko vanga vasina kubarwa patsva.
They had no way of hearing from God.
Vanga vasina nzira yekuti vanzwe kubva kuna Mwari.
There was nothing in them to hear from God.
Vanga pasina chirimo mavari kuti chinzwe kubva kuna Mwari.
They worked by flesh.
Vaishanda nenyama.
Yeah? Yes. They worked entirely by flesh.
Vaishanda zviro zvose nenyama chaiyo.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost would come down. and anoint a priest to do sacrifices, to come down to anoint a king to help with the law side,
to
come down to anoint a prophet to give directly the word of God to the people. And that's how God spoke to the people in the Old Testament. Through the prophet.
Amen.
The prophet would bring God's word to the people. The priest would help now and then bring the sacrifices. And the king would help in bringing the law. Those three people were very, very critical in the Old Testament. They were the one with the Holy Ghost coming to lay upon them. And all these other guys, they were bundles of flesh. They would need the prophet to speak to them. They would need the priest to then sacrifice on their behalf. But Jeremiah tells us that, but in the time to come,
you don't need
someone to teach you about my law.
But
my law will be right down in your heart.
Asimutemo unenge uri mumoyo yenyu.
On the tables of your heart.
Amen. Pa wende fatse moyo.
Amen. And they were led by the prophets, by the king, and by the priest in the Old Testament. Even when God came down to speak to those guys, they didn't have anything in them to say, I believe God is speaking to me. They would need something tangible to see by their physical senses, to confirm that it was God speaking to them. That's why you see now they say, God, I want to make a fleece with you. If it is you speaking to me, let's have a fleece.
Amen.
You come and lick up this water. And if I say the water is leaked up, then I know it's you who's done this thing to me.
Amen.
Amen. They had no inward witness.
Yeah.
No inward witness. They were dead in the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. As they need to inquire of the prophet.
Because
there was nothing in them.
Amen.
To hear God.
Amen.
They would need to inquire. God the prophet asked him, shall I live? Prophet tells him, no, you're not going to live. That was the end. The prophet was the final voice.
Prophet angari iswire kupedzira.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how they worked in the Old Testament.
No mashandira waita mtestament yekare.
Praise the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And like we said when you spoke about those gifts,
sezva takataura patataura pamusoro pezvipo,
they had all the revelation gifts.
Vanga vane zvipo zvose
zvokutazvina the word of knowledge.
They
deal with the word of wisdom, then discernment of spirits, and then prophecy. That then made them seers. They would see what happened in the past,
and
what's happening in the future, and then they would see vision in the spirit. Then they would speak it forth as prophets.
Then
it became, made them proper seers. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. And so, but when Jesus then came,
as Jesus passed away,
something tremendous happened. He then made sure that the heart of a man.
Amen.
And he says, all those that are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. Which is the main difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Unova musiano mukuru pakati pe testamente yekare ne testamente itsva.
Then the Holy Ghost would lead people there in the Old Testament.
Amen.
It would not lead.
He
led just the king, the priest, and the prophet.
But
now, in the New Testament,
Testament
all those children of God, they have an inward witness to lead them. Amen.
Amen.
You have an inward witness to lead you. If a prophet says anything to you, it's just to confirm what you already have felt inside of you. If you were a Christian, are we together? It's just to confirm if you were a Christian. I'll show you something there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, they had schools of prophets. Amen.
Amen.
They had schools of prophets.
Because
they played a very, very critical point.
It
bring down the word to the people. Yeah, they had to be taught on how to prophesy, on how to bring God's word.
And
one time Elisha was the principal of a school of prophets. He had scores of prophets under him that he would work with. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And he would teach them. Amen. One time they lost their ex.
Amen.
And they cried to their master Elisha. And he taught them how to do it. That was in the Old Testament. But because now they were very central in the Old Testament. But in the New
Testament,
you can't bring a school of prophets.
He
then brings in the fivefold ministry. Yeah?
Amen.
The same order. New Testament. Fivefold ministry. Old Testament.
Testament
school of prophets.
Chikoro chewa profita.
Amen.
Amen.
So you said in the Old Testament.
Sakano Testament ekare.
Prophet.
Wa profita.
Kings.
Mazimambo.
And priests.
Ne wa prisita.
In the New Testament he says.
Testament echa ndoku.
And he has saved you. And has made you kings and priests.
Akakuita imadzimambo ne maprisita.
Who?
Ndiani
yeye? You.
Imi.
Yeah?
Amen.
You see what he's done?
Munoona here zvakaita.
He has taken from the Old Testament.
Akatora from the Testament.
From those three pillars of Old Testament.
Kubva kumhare.
He says, I'm removing the two pillars.
Akandikuunza mbiri mbiri.
Putting it in the people.
Ndiri kuzviisa muvanhu.
I'm removing the pillar of a priest.
There's
no need for it in the New Testament.
Amen.
I am decentralizing it.
Amen.
I'm doing devolution of this priestly office. Yeah?
Amen.
Of a king.
Unamambo.
No more in the New Testament. It's now in the people. Every born again son of God is the king and the priest.
Munu ne munu akabarwa mwanakomana waMwari ndimambo nemprisita.
Why?
Say
in the Old Testament.
Testament rekare.
To get in the Hall of Holies.
Kupinda munzvimbo tsvene tsvene.
Was the priest of the priest.
Zvanga zviri zvewaprisita bedzi.
But right here across in the New Testament.
Asikuno kutestament
to stay away from the Hall of Holies.
Kubva panzvimbo tsvene tsvene.
Is death.
Roof.
Then.
Kareko.
To enter in.
Kupinda munzvimbo tsvene tsvene.
Was life.
Wanga uri upenyu.
Through a priest.
Kuburikidza
nemuprista. But this side.
Asidivirino.
To stay away from it.
Kubva munzvimbo tsvene tsvene.
Is death.
Roof.
Why?
Say.
Because a window was opened for us to enter in.
Nekuti pane fafitera rakavhurwa kuti tipinde.
God opened a window.
Mwari wakavhura
fafitera. Everyone.
Wakaita kuti munhu wose.
A priest.
Ave muprisita.
And met everyone.
Akaita kuti munhu wose.
A king.
Ave mambo.
So we are all kings.
Saka tose tiri madzimambo.
And the, if you know you are a king,
ukaziva izvo
zvekuti uri mambo. The same way David was a king in there.
Zira imwe David anga ari mambo kareko.
That's who you are this morning.
Ndo zvauri mangwana nani.
Ukazvibata izvozvo.
Amen.
Ndo zvakaita Mwari izvozvo. Kubvisa Hezekaya uku.
Amen.
Kuti kunokuka ndiye wa Hezekaya iwe.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Abvisa maprisija eso.
Amen.
Kati aiwa ndichadi izvozvo. Mumwe nemumwe ngazvite uriri.
Yes.
Wa noda kuye ndako ngazvina matire. Zvina matire wega.
Amen.
Zvite urire wega.
Yes.
Zvite urire wega.
Amen.
Bosi kare koka haito miro kuti mupresita will he remind my confession.
Acha rangarira here kureurura kwangu.
Will he remember?
Acharangarira here.
Because you write them down.
Nekuto wainyora pasi.
Yeah?
Amen.
Wo pina pretty kuti ndine confession yangwantura. Ndine confession ya uyu. Confession ya uyu. Zvauyu zvakawanda uyu. Nishango summarize ndapindamo.
Yeah?
Yeah? Ek. Ah, I just don't remember.
Amen.
I don't how can I momo.
Oh yes.
My chikisa.
Amen.
My chikisa. Uko akasunga masibhora makumbo mapume grenades achirira uko ane tambo yakamusunga uko iri kubuda panze apo kana kafira imomo don't even come in to pick his body out
amuye kunotora mutombe wake
koko pull him out
munodonza
fear of the presence
muchichika hupo hwanga huri mukati
it was death
rwanga ruri rufu
to enter in there
kupinda munzvimbo iyoyo.
And God says, that presence, I give you access to it 24/7. Yes. God opened the window. He removed all the fearfulness of that presence.
Says,
church, that access is now yours. Go in there with your confession. Go in there with your sins. Go in there with your request. Speak for yourself.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Speak for yourself. Before the king entered in there, as the priest.
Mambo asata pinda uko sempriest.
I have not against the chaise.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Amen.
You must have to wash thoroughly.
I fana kuzvishambidza zvakakwana.
Also, kill an offering for himself first.
Oh, uraya chipiriso chake iye kutanga.
Kuti agamuchirike iye.
Amen.
Asagamuchirwa iye. Mafira ipapo.
Amen.
There
That's
is
right.
No one was safe.
Hakuna akachengeteka.
But your safety was rested on the priest.
Asikuchengeteka kwenyu kwanga kwakazembera pamupriest.
And his acceptability.
Uye kugamuchirwa kwake.
So Jesus saw the weakness of that system.
Jesu akaona hutera hweurongwa
iwo.
Akati kwete.
It's dysfunctional.
Kwete izvazvishandi.
It's dysfunctional.
Hazvishandi.
People must get in there.
Vanhu vanofana kupinda mukati.
On their own.
I'm
removing.
I'm
rendering the soil.
Amen.
And the curtain which was between the people and the presence.
Chidzitiro chanchiri pakati pevanhu neupo.
Torn itself.
Not
from bottom up. No. From down to.
And
he opened the way. And he says that is the living way. To give access to any woman.
Amen.
We
in
a condemnation.
Amen.
No, even today.
Kunyangwe nhasi.
No, it wait.
Haufane kumira.
And even tomorrow.
Kwete mangwana.
To go to the priest, I'm coming, I'm a sinner.
Kutuende kumprisita.
Where you are right there.
Mauri ipapo.
Inside your seat, something tells you.
Mukati mako chimwe chinokudza.
This is wrong.
Izvo hazvina kunaka izvi.
Why? Because you are now a priest. You are now a priest.
Nekuti wamuprisita.
You are now a priest.
Wamuprisita.
Amasangu. David.
Davida.
Pakatora mukati wemunhu.
Amen.
Anga asangana condemnation.
Yeah?
It was good. It was a macho man. Until God then came to him.
Yeah?
He didn't even know. There was no condemnation at all.
Banga pasina kana chekupomera mumoyo
make. He thought it was my right.
Aifunga kuti ikodzero yake. Yeah.
Yes. It is my right.
Ikodzero yake.
Tabona kana chigeza mukadzi uyu. So what do? I kill the man.
Ndoite ndouraya murume
wake. Take him.
Ndotora.
Yes. And God had to devise the plan.
Mwari ndokubva kugadzira hurongwa.
God go tell the king.
Tenda unoudza mambo.
And tell him kuti wewe ka anga ine wai yake wani mwai ine dzakawanda saka bvazosvika bvatora wai yeuyu saka kuti afire mhosva.
Amen.
The story was well orchestrated.
Amen. Yanga yakanyatsorongwa nyaya
iyi. Create conviction in David.
Kuti iunze kupomera kuna Davida.
Ukatorero herane 1 uine 1000. And David saw the ugliness of his sin.
David and Okona kushata kwechivi changai.
Amen. I want to see him. Ungaurawe.
Amen.
My way, guy church.
Amen.
He didn't even know.
Angasinga sin.
That's the gravity of my sin and my error.
Kutindo kukura kwekutaza kwandaita nekukanganisa kwandaita.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Tora mkadziwe munhu ana basa nazvo izvi. Kuti ya ndatora. Hana chiri mahari. Kusukira mweya wamuchena wadiri. One bad. Then he begin to know. This is wrong. Lord help me. Please forgive me. So a man in his status today has to bear with
pain. Those
who are in the Old Testament.
Amen.
It would go up every year to Jerusalem.
Amen.
So the Bible says their duty of that thing was just to cover.
Basaracho rangarire kungofukidzira bedzi.
Why? It's the life of the sacrifice.
Sei nekuti upenyu hwechipiriso.
Come back to them.
Amen.
So the life of the lamb which they were killing.
Saka upenyu hwegwayo harauraya.
Would come back to them.
Amen. Anga sikadzoka
kwavari. It was the animal life.
Wanga uri upenyu hwemhuka.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
The animal life would come back to them.
Upenyu hwemhuka
haisa kwani. As the lamb died for you.
Kwaya naparaka
the life of the lamb.
Upenyu hwegwayana
come back to you.
Wakadzoka
kwa uri iwe. You feel now soft in your heart.
Ndokusaka uchinzwa unyoro mumoyo mako iwe.
The lamb and dove.
Amen.
Yeah. So you feel so injured.
Ndokusaka uchinzwa kukuvadzwa.
When you injure someone.
Ukakuvadza mumwe
munhu. The life of the lamb.
Amen. Upenyu hwegwayana Jesu
Kristu. Now working in you.
Wakushanda mauri iwe.
Yeah.
Amen.
A new heart. I will.
Moyo mutswandi chakupa imi.
Yes. But then
asikare,
they worked in the world heart.
Waishanda nemolo wekare.
Amen. They worked in the old heart.
Waishanda nemolo wekare.
Mazimoyo. Aishanda kuna baba wedu na mbuya wedu. Kuti pabarwa mabachi kama iri apa. Waitimbura musoro wese vana wacho. And they would find no fault with doing that.
Vanga vasingawane kana mhosva pane izvozvo.
Nothing at all.
Hapana kana chaiva
kumera. No ill feeling at all.
Hapana kana kunzwa kukwadzwa kana chakaipa.
Ndozi, hey, mambuya, sunyai wana. Bata ipavu. Uchona mambuya. Kusarapono, sarawo zoita, kuzokera, wapora. Ko wana wangu, sorry mwanangu. Wana wako wakatsikira wana wako wachibuda ndipo wakafira ipapo. Pasina kana mhosva yapinda muhana dzavo.
Amen.
Why? They were far.
Vanga vari kure.
The common wealth.
Amen. Kupfumi
of the New Testament.
We Testament itsva.
you have to thank God for Jesus Christ.
Unofanira kutenda Mwari nekuda kwa Jesu Kristu.
Nasaka vati ukurangarire mutemo.
Amen.
Patire kunoku rare nyasha.
Yes.
Afangeri rinyasha.
Amen.
Sawa inzikana ukakabatwa kokoko tema imuni. Ukabatwa kuseru munhu ngatemwe.
Yeah.
Asima kunoku.
Amen.
Ngatendeuke.
Yes.
Amen. Ngaregererwe. Ngati ndine urombo. Kwakusina sori bauku. Kwakusina sori. Aiwa mwenye makafa.
Yeah.
Machererwa gomba. Roshika Monzi right. Tema yakomana. Dombore kutanga ndo rari very important. The first stone.
Amen. Dombore kutanga.
Because once rakubata iroro.
Kangoro wanere kutanga.
Anenga easy mangwesa. The first one ndo rari easy. And iyo watu ngadini. Ngakandi. Because anga sina chicha chiri mahari.
Amen.
Why kanda?
Yeah.
Why kanda? Kutuna ba. Ring my foot. Ring my foot. Ukwakafushi rodesko. Apana matizi ya wai ita msipa wacho. Ndiyo sanga zujiri ukwa yuzoshi. Asikuna ungunzi. Ukishanote andina mpotaza.
Amen.
Nga kande to. Uba ufunga mwosa yako. But. Nileka indipi pana. Uba washego pachipa mepo disappear.
Amen.
Ndiyo sanzi. Aku pundeza ubati. Uyo akarekere kwa zvakawanda. Ne ane zvishoma. Ndio panenge ari very thankful. Nobody judge yourself.
Chitongai murimu.
Ane zvakawanda. Ndiye anoti dadini. Mwari wakatinakira.
Amen.
Hey. Akarekere kwa zvakawanda. Ndiye anoona Mwari nasuno. Ndio mtsauko wacho ne uko. Uko ngari mafarisi uko. Andi nakana chandi na chochiwe. Apa anondi nongeza. Tinoteza mutemo sezo uri. Hati batika na sabata.
Amen.
Hati nongezi kana munu zetu. Isu mafarisi ni masajusi. Tino zia mutemo sezo uri. Nuvu mwana kubana awi ya gati mburi matzozi. White sepulchers.
Amen.
Muno chene sakunze. Why? Because inside they were raw hidden.
Amen. Wangawari mahe deni chayo chayo.
Jesus Christ therefore had this issue with these men.
Dokusaka Jesu angane na une wanwa.
Inside of them.
Mukatima.
They were raw heathens.
Wangawari mahe deni ya machokwadi.
Eh? Flesh is kakana chayangboi pacha kuti mza. Washite zara mutemu. Which Old Testament. But Jesus Christ now we knew.
That's Jesu haisi.
Hashishandi isu.
Amen.
Zukita warumia wa hashishandi.
Yes.
Sanda uya pana paini. Kuti waone kuti iwe flesh ya Old Testament hiyo.
Amen.
Kuti mazoe nyasha nasi uno. Uya rekere kusakawanda. Angari dzimburu. Kuti Mwari ndinokutenda izve maziro kwazvo. Enda ndiri uko uko. Ndati ndakana chance. Ndati ndakana chance.
Amen.
Asi nasi uno. Une chance yakawanda. Ma. Praise God.
Amen.
So, what are we saying?
They're
saying then
Kareko.
There was a need for many prophets.
Because they are
very, very central.
Nekuti wangawari wai waneka pane imwe nzvimbo.
They're very, very critical.
Amen. Wanga wakakoshesesa.
To bring God's word.
Kuti vaunze shoko raMwari.
To the people.
Kuvanhu.
Pasina profit.
Amen.
Hapana kwa waienda.
Yes.
Hapana kwa waienda.
Amen.
Hapana kwa waienda. So God said now in the New Testament.
Saka mwaroti testament
echa. I must decentralize.
Ndinofanira kuisa mwanwe.
The function of the prophet.
Amen. Kushanda kwa mprofita.
Into the fivefold ministry.
Ndoisa mushumiro yakapetwa kashana.
Amen.
Amen.
That was the wisdom of God.
Ndo wanga huri uchenjeri wa Mwari.
Let's see something here.
Gatoona ichimwe chinopano.
Praise the Lord. Wow. Yeah. So now, those prophets in the Old Testament,
wa profita vaya Testament ekare,
what they really were,
amen, so vanga vari chaizo,
they were the preachers.
Vanga vari vaparidzi.
Are you seeing that?
Muri kuzviona here?
They brought God's word.
Vaiunza shoko raMwari
to the people.
Kuvanhu.
They were the preachers.
Vanga vari vaparidzi.
What is this ipapo?
Amen.
Pakakosha.
Amen.
Wachitoka paridza. Yeah? Then they would also predict the future.
Amen. Why is zvotaurawo zvinozoitika mangwana?
So there are two functions.
Saka vanga vane mabasa maviri.
Forth telling.
Amen. Kufano taura.
Which was not foretelling is preaching.
Amen. Kuparidza.
Yeah? And foretelling.
Uye nokutaura zvaizoitika.
That was their main work.
Ndohangare mabasa avo iwayo.
Teach them the word of God today.
What is the shoko raMwari nhasi?
Mwari hazvidi zvamuri kuita izvi.
Amen.
Would rebuke them of sin.
Ovatsiura chivi.
Chinguangua then they prophesy.
O profita.
A virgin shall conceive.
Mandara ichabata mimba.
I'll give you a sign.
Ndichakupai mwanakomana.
This is my sign.
Uyu ndiye mwanakomana wangu.
Eh? Their main function
basaravo
preaching.
Wangu rokuparidza.
And predicting.
Nekutaura zvaizoitika mberi.
Amen. What did God say? God said, no. I
won't
keep this thing in this one man.
Amen.
I will divide this preaching and this foretelling.
Amen.
In the 540
ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what I'm going to do. Not this one man here. Become the most powerful one.
Amen.
No. I'll divide it. The apostle will come in and take a share. The prophet will come in and retain some other part. The teacher will come in. The pastor will come in. And all the other five men, they will come in. And all of them now working now with the priest and the king. Are you seeing the challenge there? This prophet now,
profita we are ripo,
is now working
ari kushanda
with the priest, which is you.
Ano nemprisita no waiwe,
and the king, which is you.
Ano na mambo zakara no waiwe.
The apostle becomes so different.
Amen.
The apostle becomes so different.
Saka mawirira ake anobva awa akasiyana.
Akufanira kusvika ne reverence.
Amen.
The same way he went to David.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
He should come, he should work with reverence.
Anofana kushanda newe aine kuremekedza nokutya.
Knowing.
Achiziva.
He is talking to a king.
Ari kutaura namambo.
He is talking to a priest.
Ari kutaura nemupriest.
Who knows the law.
Anoziva mutemo.
Are you seeing that?
Murukuzviona here izvi? Yes.
Yeah. Are you seeing that?
Amen.
The prophet.
Profita.
Then.
Kareko.
He was speaking to people.
Aita
who didn't know anything.
Vanga vasingazive kana chinhu.
But now.
Asiko zvino.
Speaking to a person who knows the demands of God upon his life.
Anoziva zviri kutarisirwa naMwari muupenyu hwake iye.
Yes, the law will be written inside of him.
Ane mutemo wakanyorwa mumoyo make.
The law is now in you.
Mutemo uri mauriwe. Amen.
And you were a king.
Uye uri mambo.
And you were a priest.
Uri muprisita.
And David fulfilled that all the three offices in one man.
David akazadzikisa maofisa
aya. He was a prophet.
Anga ari muprofita.
He was a king.
Anga ari mambo.
He was a priest.
Anga ari muprisita.
But the two of his offices.
Amen.
I wish that two of his offices,
my office yake maviri,
of the priest and the king,
he
now
mambo.
Share with David.
Imima kakowerana na David. Amen.
As a church, I see where he's from. Church, haina revelation yacho hiyo. David ashika paka manikidzika ane nzara akati ndodya iko naye wakomani kwanza hapana chekudya pana apa shamwari saka chiko. And we only have food left. Chirimo chikafu chete chirimoka. Chingwa chema chenyi. Chema prezita. Chaka ndipe ikuno kume.
Amen.
Ndipe ikuno kume.
Yeah.
Eh? Bashi roba chese. Why? He knew who he was.
Ai ziva kuti iye angari ani. Yeah.
Revelation of who you are.
Chizaruro chekuti uri ani.
Sets you free.
Chino kusunungura. Mm.
Wabashika foot. Hapa na chombo ya repano. Hapa na swodi repano. Swodi la mambo. Ya 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 maota ziya.
Amen.
But the savior.
Yes.
Swodi repano. Hatina chimwe chombo pano. But so swodi. Hatina chombo pano. It's a sword of who?
Man.
Of the king.
Munondo wa mambo.
Sword of the king.
Lanzindi wa mambo.
Give it to me.
Lanzindi pay.
Give it to me.
Lanzindi pay.
Aiziva
kuti ndiani.
Iwa uziwe.
Amen.
Iwa uziwe. That's why mukusaziva kwako. Unonzwa kuti kota kota pasi peka mpostori kari pasi hapo pa bridge hapo. Kuzvichepesa, kuzvidzikisira, kuzvi
Yeah.
You don't know who you are.
Hauziwe kuti uri ani.
You don't know who you are.
Hauziwe kuti uri ani.
All your kingly dignity.
Amen. In the chiremerera chehumambo chose.
Subjecting yourself.
Wozu yendre saiwe pasi.
Mugomo.
Amen.
Mwazo chikawono mugomo. Wanyeperi wa imo mochi kuzuira. Why? There's no law in you.
Hakuna mutemo uri mauri.
To show that you know what you're talking about.
Kuratidza kuti uri kuziva zvauri kutaura nezvazvo.
If the law of God, the word of God is in you,
nai mutemo wa mwari shoko
riri mauri, you judge that man right there.
Unongo tonga munhu yei papa.
You are a false prophet.
Uri muprofita wenhema iwe.
You judge him right there.
Unomutonga ipapa.
Ati misapuku imi.
Amen.
Muri muprofita wenhema.
Amen.
Ende kumba sebuka imi ende kumba. Unyepera unhu panapa. Why? The law of the word of God is in you.
Mutemo wa shoko ra mwari uri
mauri. Judge it there.
Unogona ngotonga ipapa.
As a king, you can judge it.
Samambo, unozvitonga iwe.
Judgment.
Amen.
Must begin.
Amen.
In the house of God.
Kutonga kunofana kutangira mumba maMwari.
Yes.
Hongo.
Now, the kids of Beria.
Amen.
They would judge.
Why tonga?
Even the preachers.
Kunyangwe wa parids.
Why?
Say.
Instead of them.
Mukati mawo iwo.
They will be recreated.
Vanga wa.
Don't play with pacho. A man who is born again.
Satamba ne munhu akabarwa patsva.
Yeah?
Amen.
Don't mess with a man who is born again.
Usatamba ne munhu akabarwa patsva.
He is positionally blessed as a son.
Akaiswa panzvimbo yake semwana komana.
So they were preachers and ministers.
Vanga vari vashumiri nevaparidzi.
And that was their main function.
Ndo angangori mabasa avo iwaya.
Are you hearing me? The main function of a prophet in the Old Testament.
Basa chairo re prophet testament ekare.
Was preaching.
Kwankuru kuparidza.
With a flair of predicting.
Amen.
In pronouncing judgment.
Achizotaurawo zvaizoitika nekutonga.
Divine judgment.
Amen. Kutonga kunobva kuna Mwari.
You won't rise up on your bed.
You're
going to die.
Uchafa.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a New Testament.
Testament is a.
Hashina kumbo chinja.
Yes.
But ministry yoyo.
Shumiroi.
Ya neutralize.
Amen.
Ya decentralize.
Amen.
In the whole body.
Ya kaiswa mutumbi wose.
I want to show you something there.
Doda kutarisa kuradza ichimwe chino.
Because in the Old Testament,
nekuti kutestamende ekare,
they didn't have any speciality in them.
Wanga vasina kana chemweya mavari.
The prophet would guide each step.
Mprofita ndiye aitungamira dano nedano ravaita.
Toita sei hapa mprofita. Torwa here hondo iyi. Mambo David, go inquire.
Ndai munobvunza
from a prophet.
Kubva kumprofita.
Torwa here hondo iyi.
Amen.
Notisarwe. Ubvanzi musarwe. Ende morare. Pongo kwa vaenda David. Apo toita sei kwapo. Joshafat. Toende here. You remember Ramoth Gilead?
Yes.
Said, go and inquire.
And I'm not vunza.
From who?
Vakunani.
From the prophets.
Vakwa prophet.
Then they inquired.
Dog,
from the prophets. And they were lied to.
Vakanyeberwa.
Amen. So they were very much, yeah, into inquiring from the prophets.
Amen. Why vunzira zvakanyanya kuva profita?
Why?
Say.
Because they were dead.
Nekuti vanga vakafa.
Spiritually.
Pamwe yachai. Vasina kana chavaiziva.
No clue at all.
Vasina chavanoziva.
Kana wine muya kuda kubvunzira bvunzira.
Yeah.
Eh? Kubvunzira bvunzira. Eh? Eh. Ndapedza newe pa.
Amen. That's right.
Oso ndi ndakati zvakati ndanyarara iwo zvipindure wega.
Amen.
Don't mention names, by the way.
Amen.
Musata ore mazita ipapo. Muya kudodi. Keseka nese nodidi?
No.
Keseka nese nodidi? God says, no, not in this covenant.
Mwari wakati kwete musungano ino.
In this covenant.
Musungano ino.
The Holy Ghost leads his
children. Mweya mtsene anotungamira vana vake. Amen. That's
yeah?
True.
Kumanaka.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost.
Meya mutsvene.
Even if the sun happened to say up.
Hey.
Apo mwari ndiri pakaoma. Hakuna kwauno unobvunzira.
Amen.
Even to a man of God.
Kunyangwe kumunhu waMwari chaiye. Amen.
But a phone ndokumbiro namba dza pastor uyu dziri mwere. Unoshatiswa naMwari uri is a fortune teller.
Amen.
You make him a fortune teller.
Amen.
You throw him out of the line.
Unomubvisa mumutsara.
Yeah?
Yes.
You pray.
Iwe namata.
You pray.
Namata.
When you pray,
pa unonamata.
If God answers you,
Mwari vakakupindura.
Even wherever the man of God is,
chero kune munhu waMwari.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mwari ana distance.
Chokwadi. That's true.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Mwari ana distance.
Yes.
Even from Mutare.
Nyango
kwa Mutare. God knows your name.
Mwari vanoziva
zita rako. And then praying in Mutare there is a man of God.
Mwari kwa Mutare
God just tell him.
Mwari vanongomudza.
Go brother Mundondo in Zimuri Park there.
Go phone era ama Mundondo
in Zimuri. He's in trouble.
Vari mudambudziko.
Tell him this.
Mudze ichi.
Why?
Say.
Because we are praying here.
Kuti we uri kunamata kuno. Amen. Wonderful.
Vati kuti zvaoma. Ndaomegwa Mwari. Apa handicha pabude apa. Let me tell ndifundire pata kapasa kabaira kwa Mutare.
Ndifonera mfundisi kwa Mutare.
Ndine nyaya yangu iyi. Handizvo kuti ndoita sei hapa. Ndodi iko zvangu ini. Ngwarira kunyeperwa. Wamusteta kuti akunyepere.
Ya.
Chandi zvati achakunyepera. Ayerik me.
Amen.
Aha, ndapedza newe ipa. Do you wind away Gaikoku?
Yes.
And you are Shisa Moku Maki.
Amen.
To Hatamba Henu Neni Samada Kukunko Erena Nebuchadnezzar. Agati, how to worry? Thank God the rote first.
Yes.
Yeah?
So what?
If God spoke to you,
Mariva Kataura,
tell me my issue first.
Amen. Dude, Zenya Yanku Tanga Kanamariwa Taura Newe.
Yeah.
Amen.
Handa piwa shoko kwa muri brother. Kuti ishobi zvichana kachete. Zvizvacho.
Amen.
Zvanaka. Zvanaka. Chichana what? What?
That's true.
Zvanaka zvizvacho naka.
Amen.
Tell me.
Ndiudze.
You can't see zvanaka zvausina kuona.
Chokwadi.
Kuti zvanaka ka waona chaos yacho.
Amen.
So tell me the chaos first. Then tell me zvadini?
Zvanaka.
Zvanaka. Bora pana muwaiti ndiri kukuona uri pachenyi uri kudonha mungoro.
Amen. That's right.
Ndakuona uchidonha mungoro. Uine 14 years.
Yes.
Who is that one? Ndimai wako here. Ah, it's your sister.
Yeah, mzazi yako.
Uchibva kutsime.
Amen.
Gore tai kupindi gura so. Ndopo kadambuka musana wako ipapo. Ndizvo here?
Amen.
Ndizvozo.
That's
chenda mberi now.
Amen.
Ushavhunduka ipapo. Ha, endai mberi po. Musamire prophet endai mberi. Akamire po kuti okay, saka next. Ei, wai rwadziwa. Saka mazvionerei. Wazvionerei zvaona izvozvo.
Amen.
Wazvionerei. Hafati okay. Ndaona apa. Saka, all right. Wait a minute.
Mira kwechinguva.
You are disappearing for me.
Amen.
I saw you. No, that says the Lord.
No, zvanzina Jehovah.
You'll be well.
Sharingan.
Hakana kunozi from nowhere. You'll be well. From what?
Sharingan. Amen.
From what?
Because
when the appetite yekuti wakafa mahuri inside of you, there's nothing.
Amen. Hapana chirimo mahuri.
Say anything to him. He said yes.
Unanongotaura chini yoti hongo.
Whatever comes goes with you.
Chero chinongo uya unongoenda nacho.
Yes, prophet. Yes, prophet.
Hongo prophet.
Yes, papa.
Hongo papa.
Deeper. Ewa guy. Not here.
Pete kuno.
That was okay.
Kareko zvanga zvakanaka.
But aibva hanzi mai we zvangu. Aibva hanzi ikoko.
Amen.
Akataura zvisizvo. Temai munhu.
Amen. That's true.
Mune munogona.
Amen.
Akataura zvisizvo. Musaseke rebenzi.
Amen.
Temai munhu dangerous munhu iye.
Yes.
Got him. Saka waitoda kuprofita ka? Waitanga watofuka katucha iko. That's how reverend prophecy is.
Amen. Ndo chiremera chine chiprofita ichocho.
Amen. That's how serious this issue is.
Amen.
Before you give out the word to anyone,
usati wapa shoko kune umwe munhu.
Think twice.
Funga kaviri. Yes.
Did God really spoke to me?
Mwari wataura neni here chokwadi.
Why he says now it must be judged.
No kusaka chete zvinofanira kuchitongwa.
Amen. Judgment iyo yoka ndo matombo ako nhasi iwayo.
Amen. Amen.
Judgment iyo yo.
Yes.
Ndo matombo ako nhasi iwayo. To let your prophecy,
amen,
be judged.
Profita chako ngachitongwa
by 2 or 3.
Ne vaviri kana vatatu.
Kaonekwa wanzi ah. Handisi kuzviona chakadaro. Hasina kumbida mushapa naye mukoma. At least muri pachenyu makeup. Unobva wanzi chinyi une mweya wetsvina wakubata. Tendoka pa outa.
Amen.
Yeah. Hausha urabi zvako. Asi pa outa pa wataurwa ndo avatomba wako iwani.
Amen.
Bwanza achimbomira profit.
Oh yes.
Kusvikira zvanyesa kuenda. Hawadi izvozvo manje.
Amen.
They don't want.
Wadi?
They don't want.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. Now, what then do we see?
Tinoona izvino.
That's why you see now in the Old Testament.
Testament ekare munoona.
There were many of the prophets.
Kwanga kune wa profita wa jinji.
In the New Testament, atina wa profeta kawande.
Testament itza.
Let's go to them.
Amen. Gaiti ende kwa wale.
Yes. New Testament prophets.
Profita wa Testament itza.
This then should make you realize.
Jesus, no fana kuti we uchereredze.
Why the change from thousands of prophets in the Old Testament?
It says zvakachinja kubva kuzuro zvavaprofita wekare.
A few
kuenda kuvashoma
in the New Testament.
Testament inoitsva.
It's that must be telling it's an eye opener.
Izvozvo zvinofana kungokuvhura meso.
That their purpose and that their function.
Kuti donzo ravo uye mabasa
avo. Is no longer what it was.
Harisiriro raifana kunge richiitwa riyakare.
Their preeminence which they had in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Is no longer what they still have today.
Amen. I see you are watching now.
So in the Old Testament, in the New Testament,
Old Testament is what?
God has prophets.
Mwarivane wa profita.
And we have one who was called Paul as a prophet.
Na Paul wanga ari profita.
Let's see what he says here.
Atuone izvo akataura pano.
I want to see what Paul says here. He says then. Is it Galatians when he says they laid down and in the foundation of the apostles and prophets? Amen. Yes. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9. I want to be very, 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 very critical of that one. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation. That word. You are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
Amen.
Jesus Christ being himself the chief cornerstone.
Na izvo hamusati muri vaeni navatorwa asi vobwo pamwe chete navatsvene veimba yaMwari makavakwa pamusoro penhoyo dzavapostora navaprofita Kristu Jesu amene ari ibwera pakona.
What do you see of that? What do you make of that? Now,
amen.
He is now saying
ari kuti iye
the foundation, the purpose of laying the foundation.
Donzo rekuisa nheyo.
Then it was just a preserve of the prophet.
Kare koranga ngoribasa rewa maprofita.
Yeah. But now,
asiko zvino,
the foundation has been laid by apostles and
neyo yaiswa nevaapostora navaprofita.
Zvakusheiwa.
Amen.
Yeah. These are now foundational prophets.
Amen.
And foundational apostles.
Vaprofita vanoisa neyo ne vaprofita vanoisa neyo.
Apostles vanoisa neyo and my prophets vanoisa neyo.
Amen.
And this foundation which they did put there.
Neyo iyo iyo vanenge vaisa.
And Paul is one of them.
Paulo ndiye mumwe wavo.
Who laid the foundation as a prophet and an apostle.
Akaisa neyo sema apostola uye muprofita.
So now Paul was both an apostle and a prophet.
Saka Paulo anga ari zvese muapostola uye muprofita.
Amen.
Amen.
But like we found out on Friday.
As sekuona kwatakaita chishanu
in the 12 chief apostles angasim.
Amen. Pa apostola vaya 12 hapo.
But they gave him a place which God gave him, no man could take away from him.
Asi vakamupa nzvimbo iyo yakapiwa naMwari.
Yeah. Taifunga kuti isusu ha Matayasika was the choice of the people.
Amen. Matayasika ngukuru kusarudza kwevanhu.
And you know what was also in the message, that that's what people think.
Uye, maritzo, ino dozo, no funga wan.
They love St. Paul so much.
Wano da Paulo sakanyanya.
They think that Jesus Christ must have chosen St. Paul instead of Matthias.
But, Jesus anafanonga saruza Paulo pana Matthias.
But the Paul told us, kuti, muchikorufu muhandimo, we saw it on Friday.
Amen.
Muchikorufu muhandimo.
Yes.
Sapa matombo aru foundation ukwa, apana Paulo ipapo.
Amen.
But my elder, chataura 24 elders, I poor hadini. Ara ngato garage tuona mwashidini. Omwachita bas. Izo munhu kumisi ya hadi kuzviziswa izvo. But I know that power of singa tomboit. Asinya yekumuda.
Amen.
Inya ye purpose yakapuwa na Mwari.
Yes.
Inya ye basa yakakazina Mwari divi.
Aite.
Aite.
Amen.
It's not he who ran it.
As we are no manya.
He was a manya for sure. I had to say, manya ish.
Amen.
Yes, who shows mercy.
Amen.
That type of boy will be delivered. Manya, you know what you would have done.
Amen.
Kutau is what you would have done. Kutau is what you would have done. Let's keep quiet.
Amen. Zidza kunyarara.
Learn to keep quiet.
Zidza kunyarara.
James spoke at last. Do you remember that?
Amen. Jacob on dia itaura, dia katara pe
kupedzira. 15. James spoke at last.
Jacob akazotaura pe kupedzira.
Vamwe vese wataura. Wawata wachitaura wachitaura. Kuti muri kutaura iko. Ndini munenge na Jesu wacho inini.
Amen.
Amen. Let me speak it.
The guy in the tower.
He spoke the last words.
Doctor, I'm a shock.
Doctor, I'm a squiwayo. Because in a Peter, James Wakuma.
So quiet.
James Wataura Hamatang.
Amen.
Let what he said be the final thing.
Zataura and Gazuezo's night.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So the foundational prophets.
Sagama profita wakaisa neyo.
Who laid the foundation?
Wakaisa neyo.
Can I say something to you?
Nikataura erechimwe chinu kwa muri.
Yeah.
Amen.
Can I say something to you?
Nikataura erechimwe chinu kwa muri.
Meaning the foundation of the Old Testament prophets yakapedera up.
Amen.
Yeah. It's not a foundation. From Old Testament you guys see foundation. Yakato the structure.
Yes.
Up.
Yeah.
So there was need for a new foundation for the New Testament.
Panga paka fanera kuwane neyo itcha kutira testament itcha.
Eh? The order of the Old Testament.
Urongwa wa testament ekare. Ya
perera up.
Waka pera.
But same urugwa fail up. Zapera.
Amen.
Zama prophets Isaiah yu achiti. Tisu watu Yesu zinzwa isu. Taku cross na kuenda uku. Taku is a new order of prophets, apostles, teachers, pastors, evangelists, and those five guys. But it was Satan Neo.
Amen.
It was Satan Neo, my prophets and apostles.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Sauka visirwa order nyowani iyo in the Testament. Paul, what did Paul say? Let him who is building. Let him build on this foundation. Yeah? Let him build on this foundation. Ika viswa neyo yacho iyo. Apanacha wakwa.
Amen. That's true.
Praise God. Yes, they brought the revelation of the mystery of Christ. Paul says, let's just get this one. I need to move. Amen.
Amen.
Now, before I even do that, I want to say this thing. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
He was the first prophet. Are we together?
Amen.
But his mainstay was not prophesying.
Amen.
Yeah? He didn't
didn't come to prophesy about telling the people the future, telling everything what's going on, everything and everything.
Anakuya kuzoudza vanhu ramangwana nekuprofita.
Tipo chapter Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter. Luke 4. Uone the main thing that started.
Amen. Uone chikutanga chakaitika ipapo.
Amen. So that's why I told you.
Luke 4
verse 17. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Amen.
Yeah? To preach the gospel.
Meyawashe uri pamusoro pangu kuti ndiparidze evangeri.
So he is a prophet.
Iye semuprofita.
He was a prophet.
Amen. Angari muprofita.
But his main duty.
Asi basa rake chairo chairo.
Was to preach.
Rangari rekuparidza.
Yeah?
Mm.
So basa remuprofita. Kana ariko nhasi uno. Basa rake kuparidza.
Amen.
Takurova manje.
Yeah.
Takurova manje.
Amen.
Basa rake is to preach.
Paridza. Mm.
Yeah? Matthew 9. Your foundation is the total foundation in Ibab. Verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues.
What?
Do you see?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is what's going ahead.
Of
whatever other things that he then does.
He's
teaching in their synagogues. And preaching in the gospel of the kingdom. Yeah? As the apostle, Paul says, if it is the apostle,
Paul not.
Man, this is for the apostle, yeah, preach man. And teach.
Amen.
Yeah? Tutira, ra prophet,
amen.
Preach
paridza.
And teach.
Neku dzidzisa zvekare.
First things first.
Zvinhu zvokutanga ngazvitokutanga.
Hakuna unomira ndirumira uzotaura kuzomhanyisa vanhu kuzodai. Preach and.
Amen.
And teach.
Paridza udzidzise.
Then healing. Then comes afterward.
Amen. Kupodza vanhu kunozouyawo mberi.
Preach and teach.
Paridza nekudzidzisa.
That's the New Testament.
Old Testament.
In the Old Testament, they were preaching.
Amen. Why paridza?
New Testament.
Testament. You know?
Prophet and king.
Amen.
Still preaching and teaching.
Profita nemadzimambo wachingodzidzisa zvakare.
Apart the kudaro Jesus Christ, why he was preaching?
Then
that's when he began to say, Nathaniel, I saw you under here. A fig tree.
Ndakuona uri pasi pomuonde.
Pray.
Ushinamata.
According to the other element.
Amen.
As a prophet.
Ratidza chimwe chikamu chake.
They begin to show them. Oh, man, that is the building here. Mm. But basha sapasa dombo kana one mamusoro perimwe dombo ipapo.
Yes.
Why?
Say.
Other element of the word of wisdom.
Achiwaratidza chimwe chikamu chake cheshoko re.
In his ministry.
Reuchenjeri mushumiro yake.
We'll tell them. Oh, Moses saw my day.
Yeah.
And he was happy.
Akafara.
What day? Then he began to go back to the Old Testament.
Akatanga kufura testament ekare.
Revealing who God is.
Achiisa pachena kuti Mwari ndiani.
But his mainstay is preaching and teaching.
Asi basa rake chairo kuparidza nekudzidzisa.
He's a prophet.
Muprofita.
Okay. There are levels of anointings.
Pane zviero zvechizo.
They are setting out the foundation.
Vakaisa nheyo avo.
Vana Paulo.
Amen.
Kune mumwe aripo ainzi Agabus muBhaibheri.
Yes.
Hapana chaakafundisa. Ndizvo.
Yeah.
Agabus anofundisa chini. Asi vangu vakangotaura zvadini? Zvida kuitika mangwana. He told them what was going to happen in the future.
Akawa udza zvaizoitika munera mangwana.
Hapana nheyo yaaisa ipapo.
Yeah.
Angoita foretell.
Amen. Akangotaura zvichazoitika.
Ndokubva anyarara zvakamwana yemunhu. Twice he did that.
Kangoita kaviri bedzi.
Paul, the man whose ghetto I am holding on.
Amen.
Aropeta patide.
Munane hanzuya ndakabata.
Ari Jerusalem.
Amen.
But futi kuri kuyanzara.
Yes.
In the days of Claudius.
Amen. Mazua Claudius.
Why? as a prophet, Bible says Agabus was a
Amen.
Was a prophet.
Agabus,
but his duty was not so much in teaching. Just for told things which was happening.
You may kind of
order.
Amen.
You're my prophet. You know Agabus. I will not. Now, then there is just prophet asi nakana chano wona chiri che word of wisdom chiri kumberi kana che kumashure.
Amen.
Very little of prophesying predicting.
And as show manene zvanotaura pamusoro pezvichaitika mangwana.
John the Baptist.
Sa John Mubhabhatidzi.
Are you hearing me, church?
Amen.
I want to open up your mind.
No doubt in the vhure pfungwa dzenyu.
John the Baptist.
John Mubhabhatidzi.
No prophets at all.
Haana kana chiprofita chekutaura zvemangwana.
He just came preaching.
Akangouya.
Repentance.
Achiparidza kutendeuka.
His message was repent.
Maridzo yake yanga iri kuti tendeukai.
God said. Jesus Christ said.
Jesu akati.
He was the chief prophet.
Anga ari muprofita mukuru.
And also a messenger.
Uye nhume.
Yeah? So vanhu kuda kuti vindicate kwe ne munana hapana chaunoona pana John.
Amen. That's true.
Are you hearing me, church?
Mukundinzwa here?
Ukatsvaka pillow of fire pana John uchiti uchaiona. Auioni.
Amen.
Jesu ndiani?
Prophet.
Pama profita idhara iri.
Amen.
Why?
Say.
He was a preaching prophet 100%.
Anga ari muprofita aiparidza zvakakwana.
Pfungwa yake muprofita inofanira kuti ichinji.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your idea of a prophet must.
Maonero ako muprofita anofanira kushanduka.
Yes, he can preach.
Anogona kuparidza.
He can teach.
Audzidzisa.
And also predict.
Yeah, man, otaura.
Also see what happened in the.
Oone kawo zvakaitika kumashure.
But he can also just be prophesying.
And seeing things
akadaro.
Amen.
He can also just come and just as a preacher. No, sir, I'm New Testament. Muprofita ndiani? Muparidzi.
Amen. Amen.
That's why they are in their thousands.
Dok sakavari zuru ne zuru.
There were thousands of prophets in the Old Testament.
That's why there
are thousands of preachers and pastors in the New Testament.
Blind of us. Amen.
But it's your mind that needs to be adjusted to know what is a prophet.
Please
sit up. New Testament prophet is a what?
Amen.
Andrew, are you hearing me, church? A New Testament prophet.
Testament
is why? Because preaching is the main day of a prophet.
Amen. Muparidzi nekuti basa chairo remuprofita kuparidza.
Amen. That's why it's even tough.
Ndokusaka zvakaoma.
That's why zvakaomera nganga dzinopfeka masuti dzamu churches.
Yeah.
It's tough for them.
Zvakavaomera.
Because kumuti chiya uparidzi don uone zvaanoita. Brother, ma nonga tsono munhu waMwari. Manonga tsono. Chiparidza itone hapi tione kuti zviri kufamba sei. Line up the word.
Amen. Isai shoko panzvimbo.
Uone achikatana naro vhangeri iro. Kuti uyo ndi apfeka suti ari muchechu asi ndindunge uyo. Sana naye uyo.
Amen.
That's how you must do it.
Ndo maitira unofanira kuita.
One apostle. Maona. Hey, maona zvakona zvese. But same in Acts 2, not 3. Are you hearing me?
Mukundinzwa here?
Kana muri munhu waMwari wa mupostori. Same in Acts 15.
Yeah.
Uri pedza nai.
Did he say that? Which was the New Testament modern day prophet, a preacher.
Amen.
Prophesy means to foretell.
Amen. Prophet does not work.
Or to tell some personal thing. In other words, let's not even go there. But very clear. Now, I have to say something just in just a few minutes, then I'll just let you go.
Amen.
I can't finish this one.
Because
I need to come to our prophet here in this day. He was John. He didn't preach, he didn't prophesy nothing.
He
just was just preaching. Inspired preaching.
Amen.
Inspired utterance in the way
Amen.
Of preaching. Praise God. Glory be to God. Amen. Now we spoke about those ranks. And I was speaking about the different anointings in this room. And I said to you, there are levels of anointing. As a prophet, you can be preaching and also seeing things. But you can be preaching.
Amen.
So, if you are going to
Yeah.
Reverend Prophet, Isaiah,
Amen.
Irengi. Inenge ya iswa iyo. Uvukoya Elisha. Na Elijah. Yeah, can I say something to you there?
Katawore jimechine repabu.
Elijah was the man.
Elijah, ndiye angari munu, wacho chai.
But he was told, iwe po, wadakwe indaka iwe.
Yes.
Go and call Elisha to come instead of you.
And he said
Elisha was just a very good student.
Elisha angangori
mutsibata.
Amen.
Novanze, double portion ngeyako.
Amen.
Sahi double anointing of Elisha. Angane
chizoro chakapetuka kawiri cha area.
Yeah?
Amen.
And my level is anointing.
Yes.
Here was Elijah with his anointing.
Pana pana area ni chizoro chake.
But after he left,
asimushure mukaenda.
His predecessor had double anointing.
Akamutevera angane chizoro chakapetuka ruviri.
In terms of marvelous flow and easy way of operating as a gift, he was better than Elijah.
Amen. Elisha angari nani kudarika Elijah.
Why?
Say
his anointing was much higher.
Changa chiri pamsoro.
As a prophet.
Same profita.
May God help us this time.
Maari ngawati batsire maskati ano.
Now, I want to say something. Chapter 22 of Revelations. Are you ready?
God's ready.
What does he say there?
Anoti, Papa.
I testify to everyone who hears the word of the prophets of this book. If anyone adds to this, God will add to him the plagues that are in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Why?
Say,
there is no prophet who comes
akuna mprofita anouya
to add to the foundation that was laid by those prophets.
Kuti awedzere kuneyo yakaiswa newa profita iwawa.
Are we together?
Tiri pamwe chete here.
Yeah? Hakuna munhu anouya achitutsira kana kubvisa.
Amen.
Panheyo yemaprofeti yakaiswa iyo. Hazvitendegwi izvozvo. Ukazvita izvo, says, I will remove your name from the book.
Ndobvisa zita rako kubva mubhuku.
And Paul says, kana pakauya mumwe munhu zvake, ndapedza kuseta foundation.
Amen.
That set a foundation.
Yes.
Hakuna achauya neimwe foundation zvakare.
Amen.
If comes anyone come to preach any other gospel,
kukauya mumwe achiparidza rimwe vhangeri,
ngawe akatukwa.
As John said in Revelation there.
Sa Johani zvari kutaura kuna zvakazarurwa.
That's why now are you awake?
Ndoku saka
iko zvino. That's what the prophet now.
Ndoku saka
profeta. When the seals were coming.
Zvizarurwa pazvisimbiso
pa Hawaii. He said the seals they are not even written in the Bible.
Amen.
Yeah? You are so much excited. I want to bring something new to the Bible.
Ndoda kunza zvimwe zvinhu zvitsva.
Then the angel then came and called and said, No.
Ndumwa akati kwete.
Unopinda pa dangerous mistake ukadaro.
Amen.
Zvirimo Bible.
Yes.
Yeah? Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Zvirimo Bible.
Yes.
But akuti uite chete iwewe is to your duty as
basa rako iwe semprofita
is to come and amplify
those. Amen.
Yeah? You just come.
Oh, no, yeah.
And amplify.
So he says
now, a prophet in the New Testament is a divine interpreter of the word.
Amen.
He's a revealer of the word.
Muna, no,
he's a revealer, give me, of the written word.
Amen.
Is the revealer of the written word.
Anoisa pachena shokura kanyoro.
Not the hapana chinyowa.
Amen.
Hakuna chinyowa ntichauya.
Amen.
Paulo nebamwe kokas they finished everything.
Vakapedza zvose.
What is now left today?
Chasara nas.
Yakazara divine revealer of his word, my brother. Plant, I didn't even want to cut it because I know you're a Saraimon. Yeah? A prophet means not only one to speak the word,
prophet
but also foretell. And a divine interpreter of the word. Divine word written.
Amen.
Do you see that? Divine word written.
Shoko. Ramwari hey. Kanyoru.
Do you see that? A divine word written.
Amen.
By who?
Rakanyoru
by prophets wana. And apostles.
Neva profita, nema apostol.
Yeah.
Amen.
Means not only to speak a prophet.
Means
not only to speak the word, but also to foretell.
Amen.
Foretell, this is to proclaim.
Amen.
To preach.
Kuparidza.
Yeah. This is just to preach.
Kuparidza.
And he is a divine, so he's a preacher.
Saka muparidza.
A prophet is a preacher.
Porofita
the one
muparidza.
Who foretell,
Muna
who publicize.
Amen.
Make it public.
Loisa zvinhu pachena kuvanhu vose.
Not only that, he's a divine interpreter of the word.
Anodudzira shoko.
What am I doing right now?
Ndiri kuita iko zvino?
I'm interpreting.
Amen.
The word.
Ndiri kududzira shoko.
I'm preaching.
Ndiri muparidzi.
I'm preaching.
Ndiri muparidzi.
Why? He dismantled that Old Testament order.
Akabvisa urongwa hweTestamende yekare.
It's a mystery today.
Amen. Ichakavanzika nhasi uno.
He dismantled. He said, no.
Akati kwete.
He's a divine interpreter of the word.
Mududziri weshoko aMwari.
Of the written way.
Weshoko rakanyorwa.
Rakanyorwa nani?
Amen.
NemaApostola.
Yes.
NemaProfets.
Amen. Amen.
And they were kawanda.
Amen.
There are thousands of the Old Testament.
Suru zao Testament.
That's why there are many of them today.
Doksaka waka wandisa nas.
And now, hear me well.
Dinswe
the preaching of the Old Testament of the prophets.
Parid zako Testament ya kare wa prophets.
Yeah, adamburu wa manji.
Yes.
Yeah. You can see now this foretelling.
Amen.
It's not just foretelling, but in doing many teaching. No money preaching.
Yes.
No money evangelism.
Amen.
Eh? Yeah? Mm. Eh? the way of evangelist.
Yes, mvangeri.
In the way of the teacher. In the way of the pastor. They are all doing this. Therefore, tell
him.
They are preaching. So a prophet,
yes.
Radamburwa. Raiswa muwanu wesa. But God still recognized the offices of the prophet.
Office
the same way he recognized the office of the pastor.
And
he puts also the different anointings in every office. Praise God. Yeah? So what we need today is forth telling.
Amen. Kuparidzwa kweshoko.
The prophets today, their duty is forth telling.
Basare maprofita nasi kuparidza shoko.
What? The written word.
Amen. Kuparidzei shoko rakanyorwa.
Amen.
Amen.
And now, as you have seen, the word is written. And the word is written.
Abraham
says, Abraham thought the word was not written.
Amen.
There was, it's written.
Shakanyorwa.
It's written.
Shakanyorwa.
Saka basarako iwewe semporofita.
Amen.
Kuchaka rasi, ilo robacho, manyore kwara kaitwa. Riripo kutara.
Amen.
And make it clear.
Ori chekesa kuwana.
Eka. Nosakaka uya shita watina iwa, aiwa, aiwa, aiwa. The white horse rider.
Tashwe bisa jena.
Arima muna Matthew.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm. The second word writer, that word writer.
Tashwe chipiri.
Is there in Matthew.
Ariko kuna Matthew.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul says that this, the deceiver is,
Paura,
not, is right here already. He's writing.
Ari pano kare.
Papi pano wate bachi. No one knew.
Pana isiwa.
Here comes the prophet.
Ye pano profita ano uya.
He says that 666, what, who is it? We know who is it.
As it knows, you have to hear any mono.
Begin to show who it is.
Tanga kutari sakuti arikupi.
Is the Catholic Church?
Amen.
And his daughters and their daughters.
Amen. Never ask an avatar.
Put on your chain.
Amen.
I put on your zipper chain.
Yes.
Why?
Say
he's a prophet.
Mu profita.
That's why he has got all those tapes.
Dogs are gonna tape.
Why? He's a preacher.
To parades.
He's a preacher.
Muparidzi, ndo chekutanga.
He's a fort teller.
Amen. Muparidzi.
Why? He's a fort teller.
Amen. Imakaya kuti muparidzi.
A divine revelator of the written word.
Muna anoisa pachena shoko rakanyoro.
Papa ya mungu unakati, brother Branham. Mabuditsa zvinhu shamwari. And I think now you can qualify to even write your own chapter.
Munyore chapter.
And he knew that he had tested younger happy.
Yeah.
They were testing him.
Why muyedza?
No. No writing of anything new. Everything is in there.
Zose zvirimo.
Everything is in there.
Zose zvirimo.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngavarumbidzwe.
Now we spoke of that first rank. I want us to show this. Abraham used to like this statement. God always sends a prophet. The word comes to the prophet. The written way. A discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Did you always notice? The prophet, being that he knew that he was a prophet, is because that the word of God discerns the thoughts that is in the heart.
Foretells
things. Forth teller.
Amen.
And teller forth.
Amen.
Did you ever take the dictionary?
The old Hebrew dictionary.
and see what the word seer means.
Mona kuti muone zvinoreva.
It's the one that has the divine revelation of the written word.
Nde uyo ane chakazaruka cheshoko rakanyorwa.
Amen. He is the one that he has the divine revelation
and
of the written word. And how it's vindicated, he foresees the things that he foretells and they come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. He is the vindicator of the written word. He has the revelation of the written word. Praise God. Amen. Yeah? He said, and the word comes only to the prophet. The word prophet means a revealer of the divine written word. The same as it does a fourth teller and a seer notice. And the seer, how the one you know is telling forth, he is divinely vindicated by foreseeing.
Amen.
And it comes to pass. If there be one who is a prophet,
amen,
who will speak to you and tell you certain things that are going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, don't listen to him. But if it does happen, then I am with him. You better fear him because I am with him. That's exactly. There is the vindication. There is where you know whether it's truth or whether it isn't the truth. That's
in Christ, the middle
of God. But what I wanted to see is the word is prophet means the revealer of the divine written word.
Shoko rakutu profita rinoreva kuti uyo anoisa pachena shoko rakanyorwa.
Amen. I want us to open this scripture. Now, Acts 13.
Mabasa 13.
Now with the church which was at Antioch, they were certain prophets and teachers. Barnabas,
Simeon,
Lucius, Manaen, who were brought up here out of the tetrarch, and Saul.
Amen.
So these guys, as you can see, in this church, in the book of Acts, they were prophets. Who were
they? And there were many.
Five.
Or
so. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, Acts 15.
Mabasa 15.
Verse 30. Now, when this thing happened now, there was disaster in the book of Acts. There was misunderstanding on the word when Paul was preaching in his field there. And the people challenged him. And they went up to Jerusalem to question the other apostles. Amen. And the apostles then agreed on the way forward.
Amen.
So when they then agreed what was supposed to be done, so when they then told the people what they were supposed to do, how to handle the word. Amen. Which is exactly the duty of the apostles.
He's
a setter in order of the church.
So
here they were telling them,
amen.
Do this, things. They were just being told how to handle the church order of how to deal with the things there.
Amen.
As apostles. So when they were sent off, they came to
Antioch.
And when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the letter. They took the words which they had in Jerusalem. Where did they come from?
Amen.
When they had read it, they rejoiced over its encouragement.
Which
is why. Now, Judas and Silas.
Judas and Silas
themselves being prophets also exhorted and strengthened the brothers with many words.
Are you
hearing me, church? Judas and Silas.
Judas and Silas.
Them being also prophets,
vari wava profita zvakare,
encouraged and exhorted the brothers to hold on.
Vakakurudzira vanhu kuti varambe vakabatira pashoko.
This is the order in church iyoyi.
Amen.
First seven church.
Amen.
Yeah, they had Judas and Silas.
Vanga vana Judas na Silas.
As the prophets,
seva profita,
who were also exhorting people.
Vaikurudzirawo vanhu.
With many ways.
Nemashoko mazhinji.
And confirmed those words.
Vokusimbisa mashoko iwa. Amen.
That's the prophet in the church.
Ndo maprofita mukereka.
They are there today.
Varipo nhasi.
They are there today in the church.
Variko nhasi.
They are there today in the church. Variko nhasi mumakereke. Mukavabvisirwa hameno zvenyu. Mukavabvisirwa ma apostle in the church mukavabvisirwa hameno zvenyu. Mukavabvisirwa ma prophet in the church hameno zvenyu.
Amen.
As far as God's structure is contained.
Kana zvichiendrana kuti pane urongo hwaMwari vaprofita varipo.
Amen. Glory be to God. You ask me, what did they prophesy? What did they taught?
Amen.
They were there in the Bible. There's also this prophet. Spoke about Agabus the Mona. Glory be to God. I want this one. Yes. 21 Acts verse 4. Acts 21 verse 4. What does he say? He says his purpose is to restore the church which the fathers had. Contending for the faith which was once delivered.
Amen.
He's a restorer of that Pentecostal church which
was
this is
where I'm Pentecost.
He said that is his purpose.
Amen.
That was his aim.
Dorangari don't zorak.
And I'm changing here. I took one of the foreign church and gave him a prophet and everything. The prophet must restore those prophets in the church.
Amen.
Yeah? He will never remove them. He will never remove them in the church. He's a restorer of that faith. What does he say? Now, this is Paul now and his guys. Now, when we discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload her goods.
Amen.
Amen. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. See these guys? Prophets, who were where?
Prophet Wangawari Kupi.
A tire.
Wangawari Kutaya.
The prophesy.
Waka prophet.
Paul, we have a word from God. Don't go up to Jerusalem.
Usakwira kuenda Jerusalem.
Time and Jibufuti. Yes, Jerusalem. Church mwe itoriko uko. Time inside on uko. There's two prophets.
Waruku prophet.
In that church.
Amen.
Don't go to Jerusalem.
Usa enda ku Jerusalem.
What did he do?
Akaite.
Yeah? And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way. And they all brought us on our way with wives and children. This is beautiful.
Amen.
A church in operation.
Kereke
with their wives and their children.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Amen. mazuva avataura kuti musaenda kwira uone.
Amen.
And what? When we had accomplished those days.
Zvino takati tapedza mazuva iwayo.
Which days? But musaende by the Spirit.
Amen. Audzwa nemweya.
Takagara.
Amen.
Hatina kuenda. Takaterera.
Yes.
Mazuva yapera. Guys, we must now go. And when we departed, and went our way, and
they
all brought us on our way.
Amen.
They love the messengers.
One
love your pastor.
One of them fundis.
Love the fivefold ministry.
You love Shumiri Akapetu Akashanu.
Politicians, hey, politics.
Yes.
This is nonsense. Politics at play. We fight against it by all that is in me. Pass in the politics.
Amen.
In the message. They all brought us on our way. With their wives. And their children till we were out of the city.
Kusika tabuda mukuta.
Yeah? That's why the Holy Ghost would speak
Amen.
Amongst them.
Yes.
Until we were out of the
city. Tabuda mukuta.
And what did they do?
Wakaitei.
What did they do? They knelt down on the shore.
Amen. Yes. Amen. That's right.
They knelt down. And we,
and we
pray.
Tikanyengetera.
They pray.
Wakanyengetera.
What then happened? Huh? And when we had taken our leave, one of another, we took sheep, and they returned home again.
Man,
what a church!
Kereke yakadi.
What a church! A beautiful church. Order ya mwarika inofambisa zvinhu. Yeah? Order ya mwari make things to happen.
Inoita kuti zvinhu zviitike.
Hairoti ndini mukuru.
Amen.
Ndini mukuru. Iwo uri mudiki wandiriwo. Iwo hakuna izvozvo mutumbi wamwari.
Amen.
Hakuna izvozvo. Paul knew kuti ndapiwa ngepakuru revelation yangu asi ndiri mudiki kuna James. Ndiri mudiki kuna Peter.
Amen.
Ndiri mudiki. Hapana kuti Jocelyn kwese ndazopodza vanhu vakawanda maningi. Ndini ndazoita minana yakawanda maningi. Asi nyaya minana yakawanda maningi.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, it's the order of the Holy
Ghost.
Order of the Holy Ghost.
Urongwa wakaiswa nemweya mutsvene.
Hachide matsotsi. Kuti noti church yes, kuma kandiwa kwese kune prophet one church the whole church. One prophet. One prophet. Kuma gaya kwese one prophet. Message yes, one prophet. Tasiyana ina makandiwa manje. Tasiyana ina. Tasiyana. One prophet. Oh, Zimbabwe say, "Kutimurundi, jini prophet, jini wangwese." Shut up. Why?
Say,
"Wana chesi yangu zoi rukitezwe."
Amen.
Wale kutaya ukuksa kusaya donuku. Chechi chifara, mpya marushi dini, chipata bas. Wale jumbo zao ma prophet in the body.
Amen.
They have their place.
Wale jumbo zao.
They have their place.
Wale jumbo zao.
John the Baptist.
Amen.
Hana cha no prophet chino chono bad. But he is a prophet.
Asim prophet asakada.
Mwendi Agabus. Hana cha no paridzi. Haparidzi. Are you hearing me, church?
Mukondenzwa here.
Haparidzi.
Amen.
Don't say because you are sick, this I want to be. I must now also have a church. You err. You err if you do that. Humble yourself. And God will lift you up. Amen. Praise God. Nitaona hiyo. This is beautiful. May God help us this afternoon.
Waring God tubatsire.
I don't think I should be able to go ahead. I'm seeing our time is 1 o'clock there. What I say, but Abraham says here, and remember that seals are a mysterious thing.
Amen.
The book was sealed and it was on the back. And he had seven seals that was not even revealed in the book. These things are not even written in the Bible. But if anybody would give an interpretation of it, it would have to compare with the rest of the Bible. So you see what he was thinking.
Amen. Mukona here zvaifunga.
You see what he was thinking.
Murikuona here zvaifunga.
He thought, these things,
funga kuti zvino izvi.
It's a new thing.
Chinhu chitsva.
It's a new thing.
Chinhu chitsva.
So I'm waiting for it. If it comes,
chikauya,
it will paralyze everyone.
Amen.
But he was afraid.
Saka aitya.
Then the Holy Ghost came to him and said,
Mweya mutsvene ukauya ndokuti.
Zvirimo muBhaibheri.
Amen.
My church ages are in the Bible.
Yes.
My seals are in the Bible. Wait on the Lord.
Mirira pana Mwari.
The Lord will reveal them to you.
Mwari vanozozvisa pachena kwauriwe.
And paka reveal pachoka, it was nothing when they were revealed.
Amen.
Aika. Oh, mese tukwende fondo pane my seals yese ipapo ndopa deception yacho. Okay. Ndopa deception apa. Chapter 1 of Matthew 24, 1 to 2, 3 to 4, no pane, the other one, 4 to 5, no pane, the other one, verses 3 to 4, silence, actually, you're up or you're silenced, Matthew 24, that's where the silence is.
Amen.
It's written in the word, but it's encrypted.
Amen.
It's encrypted.
Amen.
Wana Paulo, wakazvinyora. Wana Jesu wakazvinyora. They laid the foundation. The duty of the New Testament prophet
is now to
take all those things and reveal them. And he almost made a mistake, oh God.
Amen.
He thought maybe the power of Mika, I must be a what? An Old Testament prophet. Remember that?
Amen.
He said, I'll just stay in the mountain. Yeah? And he come down with my whiskers and the hair.
Amen.
Hang down me. And when nobody no bomba. Nobody no tisa no namukom. No zanga fugezos. I confuse the nation anointing. No vans in our iwe. You are a New Testament prophet.
Prophet our testament.
The way you operate is different.
From
how they did it there.
Neza why itakari.
Amen.
You
have a tampani wangwe.
Yes.
Yeah? Hogar quick. Tampani wangwe.
Amen.
The word of God is of no private interpretation.
So Koramari are not zero pakavan.
Auna yano tipanapa tine. This is what we believe. Tiri pano take a panap. Vunzam daraku kwekwe. Naim daraku kwekwe. This thing which I'm seeing, this way.
Amen.
Do you see this thing? Father. It's tricky. Ubudizakanaka. They are a lot of things to preach. Matepi esaya. Zakawandisa zokuparidza.
Amen.
Why would you jeopardize yourself
unoisirei upenyu hwako panjodzi.
Jeopardize yourself nekuda kuita ndururani chete. Why should you do that?
Amen.
Be simple. Just can we see siana nacho? I don't know about hell. And then prophet doesn't say about hell. Hey, didn't preach about hell. For a lot of time, didn't preach about hell. Leave hell alone.
See, shakadaro.
Leave hell alone. So you see, I don't preach many difficult things. Now, spend time about adoption. Adoption where? Into what? Who is adopted today? Show me. Yes, we love it. But it's park hyper side. Why didn't I debate it?
Amen.
It's not our feet. Don't
add.
Don't add. Abraham speaks of those guys as reformers.
Abraham wanu taura ba msoro pe warume vaya.
The beauty part about that is very exciting.
Amen.
He says John Wesley. Martin Luther. And they were what? They were reformers.
Yes.
They were reformers. And what is a reformer?
Chico reformer.
We'll take it when we come to the next service.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads. We must fight fanaticism, spirits of fanaticism.
Amen. There are
plenty among us.
Zaka wandisa pakati pedu.
God must help us.
Mwari wanofana kutibatsira.
Know who you are today.
Ziva kuti uri ani nhasi.
You are a priest.
Uri mupresita.
You are a king.
Uri mambo.
The word is in you.
Shoko rere mauri.
The word is in you.
Shoko rere mauri.
You are not dead, you are alive.
Amen.
You have been quickened.
Amen. Wakamutsirizwa.
You can judge the word.
Unogona kutonga shoko iwe.
As it is coming to you.
Parinenge richiuya kwa
uri. This is it.
Kuti hai zvindizvo.
This is not it.
Izvo hazvisi.
And God says, that's the inward teacher.
Mwari woti ndiye mudzidzisi ari mauri.
Who confirms the way?
Ano simbi sakchoko.
Andi zwe gudza mudungwe.
Amen.
Ukabatirira pane munhu uchaboikana.
Yes.
But one day you hear your friend saying an chadi message. Uchachema.
Amen.
Batirira panash.
Amen.
Batirira pane reviewed word.
Chokwad.
He says there shall be a falling away. A serious falling away.
Amen. Yes.
Then you see them now acting up, becoming funny.
Amen.
And it will discourage you. But if you are standing on the truth, it must actually encourage you. You know that time shall be no more. Let us pray. Maybe you can pray in your own way. Thank God for the prophet. Thank God for the prophets too. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
The divine revealers of the way. The written way.
Shokora kanyorwa.
Shokora saraka uya hama.
Amen.
Ramira kutiringo iswe pachena. And he says the minister of the prophet, the end time prophet,
shumiro yemprofita wengo
yokupetsera, was to tie the loose ends.
Yanga iri yekubatanidza izvo zvisiri panzvimbo.
When he has done that, he has done his part.
Kana adaro apedza chikamu chake.
Heavenly Father.
Yes.
We stand here before you this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for thinking of us. Thank you, Lord, for being so mindful of our welfare. Here we are. In our hearts, there's something that Paul said to thy word. They didn't have it then in the Old Testament. But here, O Lord, we have given us a higher place. Lord, a higher place that the word of God is now in our hearts. And you said the word is near you, even in thy mouth. They didn't have the same privilege in the Old Testament. But to us, it's a privilege. The Holy Ghost can now abide in our hearts. We have that inside teacher as the Holy Spirit in us right now. We can see the word. We can relate with it. Without no need to wait for anyone. We love, Lord, this fivefold ministry, we love it. We love our apostles. We love these prophets. We love the pastors. And all these other offices which we will speak about. May you help us, Lord Jesus, to be vigilant. To give them their place. For it is for our benefit. If we give them their place, then we are equipped. And when we are equipped, we are positioned to do our good works, which is so way before the foundation of the world that we must be doing. But the enemy is coming, look like a flood. He is coming in a very shrewd way. We stand here, Lord, defend our territory. We stand here this afternoon defending our place. We see Judas and Silas. They were right there in the church at the first. We see Agabus. He was there in the church at first. The sons, the daughters of Philip, as prophetesses, they were there at first in that church. Lord, we see the prophets in the church at Antioch. Prophets again, Lord, who were there at Tyre and Sidon. Prophets again, Lord, who were praying Minyan and in the book of Acts chapter 18. They were praying. You spoke to them. And then they sent off Paul and Barnabas as apostles. So they went away as teachers and prophets and apostles in their hearts. Father, this is the portion of the church that is being restored by the prophet. This is the way of why restoration needs to come. Was over through the ages. That is what was eaten up. This structure was eaten up. But it must be restored. It must be restored. It must be restored. It was restored some years ago. But now, the enemy is coming with much stones to cause confusion, to remove everything, and to leave us alone, Lord, in despair. I'm praying in the name of Jesus Christ. May your word have preeminence. We refuse to be cowed away from our heritage. We refuse this afternoon to be fooled. Otherwise, the devil will have a party even on us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for thinking of us in this way. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so mindful of your children. But like the children of Beria, we can judge any man speaking. If he's speaking the word, or if he's lying, if he's like speaking under false pretense. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is this afternoon. May the Holy Ghost work amongst us. May the Holy Ghost usher us into our good works. This I am praying, Holy Spirit. Grant it this day. Grant it, Holy Spirit. You spoke that church there at Tyre. John, Peter, don't go up, Paul. Stay here for a while by the Spirit. And Paul had to stay, recognizing the place of those prophets. Oh God, though he was also a prophet. And he went up to Agabus. He was also a prophet. And he heard Agabus prophesying over him. Not as a guide, but to tell him what God's word was. That's what we must do, Lord. There's no man here in this world who can guide us by a prophetic word. No more again. The word in our hearts is now the guide. Grant us grace, Heavenly Father. We thank you. No room for private interpretation of the word. Oh, the word was given to us. Oh, the word was revealed. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Keep us stable. Keep us focused. I pray against the spirit of, Lord, the spirit of fanaticism. May they have no blessing in this church, in the hearts of your children. This I am asking you, Lord. Grant it today. Grant it today. May joy be restored. May health be restored. May life be restored. Even in us today, Lord. This we are praying. In the name of Jesus, as we ask you. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Marigavarumbidzwe.